tradition. Okay, you ready? Okay, we start the next sugya, very, very fascinating sugya. And in that sense is, a lot of times in certain sugyas you can learn out very, very much so methodological rules in learning in shas, and this is an example of one of them. Namely, a lot of times when a case is obscure, when a case is unclear, you'll have a machlokas that will arise exactly what the case is. And that is so in our sugya here today. Okay? That is so in our sugya here today. So I want to begin right away in the sugya. Let's see the sugya. Don, you want to read? Yeah. Want to read? Okay, let's see. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay? Let's go, guys. We've got a lot to do. Okay? Go ahead, Donnie. Hakelev, Mesnissen, and Chafal from a base. Go ahead. So the dog and the gedi jump off the top of the roof. They break the kalim. They paint as a sholim because it's regal. They're muadim. Regal is muad from the very beginning. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. If you eat the cake and you go ahead, the cake had a coal on it, and he takes the cake with the coal and goes ahead to the same guy who owns the cake and coal, and he also owns a silo, and burns down the silo. So on the cake you pay Nezek Sholem, on Gadish you pay Chatzinezek either because of Chatzinezek Sruros, right? Sruros, which is regal, but it's Chatzinezek Sruros, or Shinui, and it's Karen, you pay Chatzinezek. The two reasons, we'll get to that when we get to the Gemara, when we get to that Sugi, the other Shun. Okay, so that's the Mishnah straight up. And that's the what? That's the din, the story of the Kelev and the Kedi. Okay, now I want to see the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara has this blatant diuk. Go ahead. Let's see. Whenever you see the word ha, it's a diuk. So the Mishnah says Yechayv Nezek Sholem when it jumps, but when it's naflu, it's potter. When it's naflu, it's potter. Naflu means it fell right off. Go ahead. Alma Kasavar. Excellent. So you see that there's a famous machlokes in both Metzia and Davman Beis, Tinabai and Rava. How do we paskin, by the way? Did anyone get a chance to look up the above Metzia? Chayev. It says in the Beferish and the Gemara, above Metzia, Mem Beis and Manav. Vilchasa, Tchilas of Yeshiva, Besofa, Baodis, is Chayev. The Gemara isn't bad an eyelash, but it's a machlokes Rava and Abaye. Okay? And we paskin, Tchilas of Yeshiva, Besofa, Baodis, is Chayev. We had a Homa Halachana yesterday. We'll add on to Blinetter today, a little bit later. But let's see now the beginning. If it jumps off, your chayv. If it falls off, it potter. Must be tchilosh v'siyav v'ozes potter. Go ahead, Nani. Tani Nami.
Tani Nami
Hochi,
Yakela v'agidi, Shekhov Sumer, Shagag, V'shimer, Sekelim, V'shamez, Yishalim. Naflu, Turin.
So what does the Brisa bring to the table? What does the Brisa bring to the table that the Mishnah didn't have?
Backs up our deal.
Right, but it very correct, Natan, but it even says it explicitly. The Mishnah notice did not say anything about Naflu. The Brisa does. So the Diuk that we picked up on our Mishnah, the Brisa actually writes it explicitly. So I want you to note that. And it says explicitly that you are potter if it's Naflu. Okay? So go ahead. Hanicha.
Hanicha lamadar tikhlasa b'shiyab potter.
What does Hanicha mean?
Good.
Excellent. It's good according to Manach Klaus, which you've solved bonus potter. And the way we described this yesterday is that there's a portrait with two stages. And the first stage are posheya, and the second stage is an accident. So how do you plug that in our case? So says Rashi, go ahead, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Tchilasu b'pshia, go ahead.
Tchilasu b'pshia, dibai lasuke edayte, doma kapti deha vortayu liko.
Excellent. What does that mean? The owner should have had in mind that maybe the animal roaming on the roof will jump off because the derech is to jump. So in what sense is it pshia? It's pshia vis-a-vis that I let my animal roam the roof knowing that it might what? Do what it normally does, namely jump off. So it's pshia vis-a-vis what? Jumping. What happened in the end of the day? It didn't jump off, it fell off. Lost where it was walking, wherever the case is, just fell right off, right on the side. That's called an onus. That's the second stage of the portrait. So there's a famous machlokas all over Shas, we said, in Bab Metzia Mem Beis Ma'afa, what landscape? Hilchos what? Shmira, excellent. And what does Argamar bring to the table? Hilchos what? Mazikin. Mazikin, correct. Hilchos Mazik. So therefore, it's considered Tchlos Mashiach Sova bonus Patim. Okay. Now, let's put on our thinking caps. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Kafsus Chayev. What's the diuk that the Brisa says, Naflus Patim? So it's our job now to discern what exactly is the case. What is the case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah has talking about Poshup Shot, and we're going to see some Rishon break this premise that I'm presenting to you now. Poshup Shot, it's the same case. So in the case of Kofzu, you're Chayiv. In the case of Nafli, you're Potter. And presumably it's the same case, which Rabbeinu Peretz is going to actually break with my assumption that I just said. But it's the same case. So if it's the same case, we got a problem. Let's think outside even before we look inside the Tisus. Why do we have a problem? Because listen, if it jumps off, where are the Kalim?
Distance of
what must we assume logically, I'll be Svarim, that through jumping and through Naflu, the Kalim will be hit, correct? Because obviously we're dealing with two dinim. Kofsu is Chayiv, Naflu is Potter, right? So obviously in both scenarios, the Kalim get hit. Well, let's think. Kofsu, it jumps 15 feet away from the building. Naflu, it falls a foot away. So where are the Kalim? Where are the Kalim so that it can fit in both cases? They can get hit. Where are the Kalim so that in both cases they can get hit? Do you understand what we're saying? You see, that's what the Baalei HaTaisus, the Gaonim, the Baalei HaTaisus, the Rishonim in 1200s, in their base medrash, are sitting around the table and talking with one another, with their Rebbe. What is this case? That's what they're perplexed. They're reading the Gemara. They want to know what on earth is the case. Do you understand what I'm saying, what the dilemma is? That is the dilemma. How are you going to dig up a case where you're going to be able to what? Find where the Kalim can be broken by a case of Kofsu and by a case of Naflu. Kofsu, you're Chayiv, right? Mishnah said. Naflu, you are what? You are Potter, Mishnah said. The Diuk in the Mishnah, which the Brisa says explicitly. So let's turn right to Tisus right away, okay? Let's see the Tisus. And as Yoni asked me, the end of Seder, this Tosus is commenting within the Shita of Tchilasso B'Pshiv B'Sof Monos Potter. It's a little bit tricky. It's like the previous Sugya V'Chule, that heading. This Tosus is also commenting on this Shita. Go ahead, Nani. What do you say? How what? What's the case? E-what? If the Kalim are right next to the wall, go ahead. How can they get broken? It jumps over it. It's like the long jump, right? But how I'm reading, what are we going to learn? It says very soon in the Gemara, God willing, we'll get to it. May Abroi Kofsi, when it jumps over it on the outside. Abroi means on the outside. Jumps over the Kalim, outside the Kalim. So it can't be that they're what, close to the wall, because the jumping would jump over it, wouldn't touch it, wouldn't break it. Go ahead, go to the other side. He what? V'merachke, well maybe the Kalim are far away from the wall. Then what? Then how would they get broken by the Fila? They're not next to the wall. So Mimonov Shach, Tysus is asking, what on earth is the case? So you set it up nicely, like you learn the Gemara slowly like that. You can ask, what on earth is the case? And presumably it's the same case. Because you don't want to stand on there and say a different case. Even though we're going to see Rabbeinu Peretz, God willing, who says, talking to two different cases. But presumably it's the same case. So Zok Tysus, go ahead. Tysus has two suggestions. Go ahead, V'yesh Lomar.
V'yesh Lomar, can you watch how you low in Rehoka? Rokos velo mikorbos. Dimiyasfri and Ben.
What's the answer? It's in the middle. It's not too far away. It's not 15 feet away. It's not 1 foot away. It's 8.5 feet away. Okay? 7.5 feet away. Okay, to get it exact. Okay? 7.5 feet away. It's right in the middle. Where it can create a scenario that if it jumps, it could break it, and where it falls, it could also break it. And therefore, what's the difference? If it jumps, what's the din? It's Chilas of Mashiach, the Sofa Ba'onis. What's the din? Halach Lamaisa, the Gemara is going to say. It's good according to the man number, the what? You're going to be Chayiv Lamaisa. Why are you Chayiv in that case? Because that's considered to be what? That's Mamish Mashiach. Not Chilas Mashiach Besofa Bonus. That's Mamish Mashiach. Because you shouldn't have let it roam and with the knowing that it would jump and it broke the Kalim. So that's Mashiach. It's not the topic of Chilas Mashiach Besofa. It's all one portrait. But if it's a case of what? If it's a case where it fell off and broke the Kli, then what is it? It's Chilas Mashiach. However, Besofa Bonus, because it ended up falling. But it was Chilas Mashiach vis-a-vis the what? Vis-a-vis the Kvitsa. Do you understand what we just said, Natan? So that's what Tosis says. And Tosis just gave you the scenario where it can actually get broken in both cases. But Kofsu's Chayiv, because it's a complete Pshia. Why is Naflu Pater? Because Tchilash Mashiach, Misofa Bonus is what? Is Pater. Go ahead, Inami.
Inami.
Second Teretz.
Inami B'Kliyaro. Di Naflu L'Tzana Soma B'Gotel M'Savar B'I Kofsu M'Savar L'Tzana Hamarfo.
What's the other Teretz? So about a long, long Kli. It's a long kli, and if you fell towards the tzomach lakolsa, it would break, and if you jumped, it would break on the what? The farther part. So it's a long kli, so it's going to get broken no matter what. So plug it in. If it's kafsu, you're chayiv, because it's complete pshia. If it's what? If it's naflu, it's chlas, the pshia, b'solfa, bonus is pater. So Tosas just gave you right now, guys, the two scenarios where he feels strongly that this is what, this is the case. Okay? Tosis gives it to you very beautifully. One sec, Matthew. Let's read Rashi. Go ahead. Actually, we didn't get up to the Rashi yet, Lamai, so we'll get up to the Rashi. But what I want you to get this down is the following. Okay? Let's get this. The Tosis Chadoshim LeMishneh and the Yad David ask, why didn't Tosis give the following scenario? That there are two Kalim. One is close to the wall, and that got broke Benefila, and one is far from the wall, and that broke Bekvitza. That would have been a plausible answer, no? Maybe the Mishnah talking about two separate Kalim. No? So what's the answer? They say the following. I want you to get this down. This would not fall into the rubric of Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus. Because you need Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus to be a portrait by what, Yonason? The same Kli. It's got to be talking about the same Kli. If Tchilas B'Shiyah is legabe the Kalim that are far away, that's not a reason to Mechayev Onus on the Kalim that are close by. And who says this explicitly? The Shittim Gebetz of Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. There's no way a Tosis could give an answer that they're two separate Kalim in the Mishnah Yudah. One farther away, one closer away. Because Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus, which will be by the farther Kli, cannot be what? Cannot be a reason why it'd be Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus for what? See, it would be, it's Tchilas B'Shiyah vis-a-vis the farther Kli, Sofa Bonus vis-a-vis what? The closer Kli. You cannot do that by two different Kalim. That's what the Shittim Gebetz says, B'Shem Ravini Yeshaya. A beautiful Pshat L'maisa. Okay? Now, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I want you to get this down. Shlomo Zalman argues on this, and he says that there are Rishon Rabbeinu Hananel, he claims, the Baal Amor, and other Rishonim that say it's not true. You could say Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus from Kli to Kli. You could say it from Kli to Kli. It's very interesting. Okay? It's very interesting. But the bottom line is that the Tosfos here doesn't give that third scenario. Okay? Because he believes you cannot say Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus by the Kalim. And if Shlomo Zalman argues on this, and he points, there's an argument, he says there are Rishonim that argue on this Tosfos and say you could say Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus from one Kli to another Kli. As long as you put it in the same portrait, what should make the difference? So therefore, if I ask you clearly, what is the case? If I ask you clearly, what is the case of the Mishnah according to the Ma'an Damar Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Sofa Bonus Pater? What's the case, Dani? What's the case? You'll think to yourself, oh, Talmud Gemara didn't say the case. What's the case according to Tosos? Either it's in the middle, 7.5 feet, or it's a long kli. Continue in Gemara. Go ahead. Yeah, quickly, Matthew.
Well, I think mean, you just said that there was like 15 feet worth of kalim. Ton of Kalim there.
Okay, that might be the second day of Tosis. That might be the second day of Tosis. Could be one big Kli. The Kli gets sparked, or other stuff's on it. Correct. Okay, go ahead, Donnie. Hello, back to the Gemara. Oh, But if you say like the Mandam or Michael Amemar, Chayev, what are you going to say? Why is Naflu Potter? Tchilas Rebesiv Zov bonus. Go ahead. Keep going. When you jump on it, lo naflu alayu, because you'll go mi'abroi. It's the same thing that Tyson must have had a gear synagogue mi'abroi. We don't have the word mi'abroi. You jump over it, go ahead. Vafilu. Excellent. You did nothing wrong at all. You did nothing wrong. Because the kelim lemaisa were what? We're right next to the wall. If it would have jumped, you did nothing wrong, it wouldn't have touched it. So all it did was fall, and therefore what? That's not normal. Animals don't fall off. So it's not even tchilas b'pshia. So the whole thing is an onus. And since the whole thing is an onus, even according to the modern tchilas b'pshia, self onus is chayiv. What's the case of the Mishnah? What's the case? The kelim are right next to the wall. Guys, I want you to know this. This is what we said in the beginning of Shir. It's a good methodological example of a sugya where the case is obscure in the Mishnah, and there are 2 days in the Gemara. We'll tell you, if we were writing our own parish in Mishnayos, if we were running our own art school, our own Rav Kati, we would say, what is the case of the Mishnah Chaval from the base? We would say it's a machloikis. The Mahadamr says, Tchilash Mishiv Zov Bonus is Pachter. You have to get a little bit, not fancy, but you have to say, Tysus writes, it's either two scenarios, it's at 7.5 feet, number one. Or it's at what's a long kli, right? And according to the Mahadamr, Tchilash Mishiv Zov Bonus, what's the case? The Kalim are right next door, and why you Pachter? Because it doesn't even fit that category. It's an onus from top to bottom. From beginning to end, it's an onus. You got what I'm saying? It's very important, Lamaisa. Yoni, you got me? That's how you learn up the pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Okay? This brings us to the following. Take a look at Rashi, Donnie, Demikarve Kalim. Go ahead.
Demikarve Kalim, Tuva de Lega.
Tuva. What does the word Tuva mean? Tuva means a lot. Tuva means a lot. Okay? So it means it's tugging. Hugging, actually, the wall. Go ahead. Taleka. There's no problem of Pshia. Go ahead. Because if you would jump outside, Libra means outside. Every word I want you to know. You can ask me and say it 100 times. In Kufsin Libra, if you jump outside, Mimamani, the Kalim. Have it what? Have it kafsa. Go ahead. And when you fall next to the wall, lahadi means next to the wall, it breaks. Mana, the vessel. Onesu, it's an onus. Okay. I gave you Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Did anyone get a chance to see Rabbi Yaakov Emden? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, one of the great goanim in the late 1700s, says that Rashi, in one word, is hinting to Tysus, he thinks. Only what is really close to the wall won't be damaged, machmas nefila. But if it's a little bit, what? Distance from the wall, it'll get damaged even what? Even with kfitzim. He wants to say, Tosus Rashi with that one word is saying like Tysus' first teretz. That's what he wants to say. The Mishnah, the word tuva, it's like hugging it, it's touching it. But if he's trying to be medayik, that must be the first mandamar. Potter holds like the Tysus, the first teretz. He wants a rock. Tysus holds like the first teretz of what? That it's in the middle. Okay? That's what he wants to make a duke. You know, the Mishnah never mentions the word nefila. Because in the case where it's so close to the wall, you're not chayiv on nefila. Right? That's why it doesn't mention it. Tysus ben Aperet says that's what Rashi means as well. Rashi means like the first day in Tysus. I want you to get it. It's like at the middle. 7.5 feet. That's a duke you could say by tuva. According to which mandamar? Tchilasa v'pshia, the sofa bonus potter, the case is at 7.5 feet, or it's a long cleat. Rashi's like saying the first day of Tysus. If you hold like tchilasa v'pshia, sofa bonus chayv, what's the case? It's mamish hugging the wall. Yes? So he wants a medayik from Rashi, lemaisa, that Rashi's trying to say tuva. This mandamar holds chayv, holds its what? You know, mamish hugging it. But the day that holds potter holds it 7.5 feet away. Okay, it's a beautiful duke, lemaisa, that he mentions. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Well, let's get this, guys. I want you to get it. Comes out now from this sugya, right? You with me, Unison? The Rishash points out, everyone said very good, that we paskin chilosha b'pshiyah b'sofa bonus is chayiv. Ask the Rishash, why'd the poskim leave it out? The Rishash asks, why'd the poskim leave it out? leave out the din of Nefila being Chayev. The Muki Yosef says Nefila, you're Chayev. Why do the poskim leave it out? The Yamshul Shlomo and Simon Yates asks, why do the poskim leave it out? Okay? In other words, if you're of the Manda Amar, Chiloshro, Bipsia, Visofa, Bonus, is Chayev, what's the din? In the case of 7.5 feet, and it's Nafluk. You're Chayev, right? Again, Kafsu is what? Kafsu is Chayev to pay.
Yeah.
Naflu Minadik is Pater. Yeah. But if it would be a case of what? Of it being 7.5 feet away, and you hold Chiloshro, Bipsia, Visofa, Bonus, Chayev, what would be the din? You'd be Chayev. Yes? So why did the poskim leave out that case? The Rishash just points that out as a kasha. I want you to get it down. Why, Taka, does the Mishnah say potter if you hold naflu? It's potter. If you hold chilash b'sibu onus chayev, why you potter? Because it's hugging the wall. But if it's 7.5 feet away, you, Taka, would be what? You'd be chayev. Yes? You, Taka, would be chayev in that case. So Rishash asks, why did the poskim leave it out? How right we paskin chilash b'sibu onus chayev? So it should say, when it's 7.5 feet away and you fall on it, it's chayev. Okay, but what this brings us to is the following. Chazanish, in Baba Kam and Siman Alephos Beis, says, what are we talking about here? Very fascinating. What do you mean, what am I talking about? In Lomdus, why are you chayv to pay her? What Av Nezikin is it? Which one do you think it is? With a falling of a behemoth. What would you have said? I would have said Shane and Regal, correct. I would have said Shane and Regal. Rashi says it. Beferish told her the Regal. Yes.
Yeah.
Rashi said it on the Mishnah. And if it comes out, and therefore, what must you say, Svi, the next line? That if it's in Rosh Hashanah, you would be what? You'd be Potter. So this Mishnah cannot be talking about where?
Israel.
In Rosh Hashanah, correct? Talking about jumping off a private home onto what? Onto a backyard. Okay. I want you to get this, though. Chazanish points out, why aren't you Chayiv Mishum Bor? Chazanish asks, why aren't you chayiv mishum bor? And then you would not be putter where? In Rosh Hashanah. You'd be chayiv.
It's Kalin. You're putter by
Kemba. Oh, okay, good, good. You're saying good, Matthew. So he says like this. He says, if a man, God forbid, would fall off a roof, would he be chayiv? Yes, mishum adam amazik. Not because of Aish. If you're chayiv mitam adam amazik, you'd be chayiv even if it's hidden. What's putter by Aish? Tumun. But that's only if it's Aish. If something's hidden, you burn something up that's hidden, you're putter. It's called tumun. However, if it's Adam Amazik, you're chayv and everything. What happens if a man lies down in the middle of the street? He's chayv mishum Adam, not because of Bor. And as Matthew said very astutely, you'd be chayv because of Kalim. So too, Lemaisa, by the Behema, what is the Mechayiv? So says the Chazanish, he believes it's probably Shane and Regal. This sugi is out Shane and Regal. So the Chazanish says, I have a problem with this. Please get it down. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama later on in Masech and Lamed Beis and Manaf that if a behemoth crouches in Rosh Hashanah to take a rest, he's a boar. It's mamish a boar. So what's the difference, Lamaisa? What's the difference between the two sugyas? It says, by a human being, there's no difference between the Tzuras and Hezek. You're chayv because of Adam Amazik. By a behemoth, the Torah distinguishes. Is it Karen? Is it Shane and Regel? Is it boar? Could be Aish. If it falls, Baruch Matsuya. But he wants the Taina, Halacha L'maisa, exactly as Matthew said. Theoretically, this would be a boar. But what got injured here? Or what got destroyed? A better vocabulary.
Kalim.
If it's boar, you're putter in Kalim. So it's got to be what? A chiyuv of Shane and Regal. I, Lamed Beis, a behemoth crouching there is called a boar. You know what got damaged there? Not Kalim. Another behemoth got damaged. A human being broke his leg. So that's what the Chazanish wants to say, pshat. Shlomo Zalman even points out a few beautiful svara which I want you to get in Mincha Shlomo. He says there's no way it could be a boar, he claims, because a boar is very what? Constricted to its place. Behemoth crouches there, it's a boar. This behemoth is flying around. A flying around thing is not a boar.
What about boar Miscalgo?
Okay, boar Miscalgo, you answer your own question, Natan. Because it moved from place A to place B, but it stops in stationary place B. It's not damaging while it's going. That's Aish. So it's a good kasha, yes, but you answer your own kasha. It moves from A to B, and then it's rest at B. So it says, Rishon, this cannot be a boar because it's flying here. And therefore, it's a din of a shore. What shore? Shane and Regal. So that's the Mechayev that we're discussing in our sugi. Okay. Next Nakuda I want you to get down, please. The Rajba points out very beautifully, we've been learning all along since the beginning of Yud Testament Beis, Shein v'rega pakvish sarabim in the Zikin, but chayiv what? Nanoeh. Comes along the Rashba and says, no. We start this new sugya with the Mishnah. If you hold chilasu, the pshiv, so it was potter, and gansen. What's in gansen in Yiddish?
Everything.
Potter nezikin, potter nanoeh. Please get that. Because the ptur is based on onus rachmanapatre. So onus lagami or potter and gansen. So please get that down. Beautiful hara, halacha lamaisa. Okay. Now this brings us to the nekuda the Rishonim all ask, which we have to work on. Let's get this. Okay? And they ask the following kasha, amazing. How they dissect the sugya, the Rishonim, is unbelievable. If it's true that the case in our Mishnah, according to the Mandam, Tchilas B'Shiv Sov Onos Chayiv, he's talking about where it's hugging, the Kalim is touching the wall, then why is Kaf Suchayiv? That's a bomb kasha.
Why is
Kafsu in the Mishnah Chayiv? We've been standing on our head, Yonas, and the whole point of the Gemara is to understand the Diyu case, which the Brisa wrote explicitly, Nuflu. But now that you tell me that the case is what? That the Kalim are touching the wall, you got to replug it into the Mishnah. Because presumably, what's that premise I've been assuming all along since the beginning of this year? That's talking about the same case. So why is Kafsu Chayiv? But you hear the kasha? Why is Kaf Suchayiv? That is the kasha, the Rashba, Tesha Ben Aperitz, Shita Mekabes Shem Rabin Ishaya. They all ask this kasha, Lamaisa. The Mishnah says we're talking about Kalim that are close to the wall, so it's not Pshiyah Legabi Kfitza. When's the last time you saw a behema? So first of all, open its mouth and start talking. I'm being a little bit dramatic. Opens on and say, watch me, I'm going to what, jump right off the ledge. No behemoth ever does that. It jumps 20 feet. Never does that. Behemoth ever was. You don't have the donkey that talked to Bilam. You know what I'm saying? The donkey that talked to Bilam. They don't talk, you know. I think there's a cartoon, though. Isn't there a cartoon? Yeah, so I always thought maybe they got it from there. Maybe they got it from the Chumash. No? It's possible. Maybe they got it from the Chumash. Whatever the case is, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Hashem created him when? Piyosin. On Bein HaShmoshes. Mishnah in Ovis. Okay, so listen to this. So Frek the Rishonim, please get this kasha down. Natan, you got it? How can the Mishnah write Kafsu is Chayiv? We're talking about Kalim that are close to the wall. There's no way that what? It can get broken by a what? Jumping so far away. Right? You can't be telling me, Lamaisa, that it did such a thing. So what happened? So it jumped right next to the wall. The Mishnah says, Yechayiv Nezek Sholem. What do you think that would be called? What do you think that would be called? That would be called what? That would be called, good luck on the exam, Yoni. What would that be called when you jump one step away? That would be called Mishuna. At best, you'd be chayv how much? Chatzi Nezik. The Rashba makes that R. Very good, Matthew.
You say if it did jump in
here. If it jumps just an inch, that's Mishuna. Usually when it jumps 20 feet.
Again,
what is the case of the Mishnah? What is the case of the Mishnah? That the Kalim are right next.
Right. So
plug it in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Nefil your potter. But it said, Kafsu your chayiv.
Jumping over it.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe I'll give you a case where it jumped only an inch. Maybe it jumped an inch and it taka broke it. But that would be Mishuna. At best, it would be chayiv chatzin Nezik. And what did the Mishnah say? Nezik what?
Sholeh.
It's a great kasha, no? I was upset at myself I didn't ask this kasha. We all should have asked this kasha on our own. Okay? I'm giving mussar to myself. So kasha really should come out, Lamaisa. Twice is the kasha I was bothered by. But this kasha I should have also been bothered by. Okay? Now I want you to get this down. Please get it. 1 second, Matthew. I want you guys to understand this. Please get this, Natan. This kasha that the Rishonim ask, you got me, Natan?
Yeah.
This kasha the Rishonim ask is not the same kasha as Twice. It is not. Tosfos is asking, according to Mandomer, the first Shita, Tchilos is Potter, what was the case? Like we presented at the beginning of this year. This Kash is after you get to the Maskana of, if you hold Tchilos B'Shiv is Chayiv, what's the case? So don't get me wrong, it's not the same Kasha. It's a different Kasha. And Tosfos, whole Tosfos Lafi, that we're talking to Havamina. Tosfos said, what's the case? And Tosfos gave you an answer. Right? But that doesn't answer what? Tosfos' answer doesn't answer this kasha. What was the answer? The answer is the kelim are in the middle, or it's a long kli. That's pshia. The Gemara gives you a case where it's next to the wall where there's no pshia at all. And I can even prove it to you also. If you looked in Rabbeinu Peretz asks the same kasha as Tosfos, gives the answer, and then asks this kasha. So obviously they're different kashas. Did you hear what I just said? I just proved it from Rabbeinu Peretz. He asks Tosfos' kasha, gives Tosfos' answer, and then asks this kasha we just said. It's not the same kasha. Okay? Oh. So Memeila, what is the answer to this kasha? It's a very strong kasha, which I'm upset at myself. I did not ask myself. But the Rishonim ask. So we have a few different answers. Let's get it. First answer is Rabbeinu Peretz that Yonason was suggesting before, which really blows everything out of the water, which is very unique. And it's a phrase I want you to get down that you know the rest of your life in Lomnus. It's called Ulit Stodim Ktani. You know, a tzad is a side. Ulit Stodim Ktani is that the Mishnah really is two different cases. Kofsu is Chayv Nezek Shalom. In which case, Yonason? Litzdodim Ktani. I'm going to write it on the board. Litzdodim Ktani. Kofsu is Chayv Nezek Shalom. In which case, when the Kelim are far away from the wall. Chilasu Bepshia Besofa Bonus is Chayv. Yes? In fact, that's not even Chilasu Bepshia Besofa Bonus. It's Pshia Mamish. Well said.
First case, Kofsu is Chayv and the Kelim are far from the wall.
Yes, and that's Mamish Pshia Mamish. Like Matthew's saying. Not like I said, because it's Mamish Pshia from beginning to end. You knew the thing could jump 20 feet. The case of what Nuflu is, Punter is talking about what when it's next to the wall, which is an onus from beginning until end.
It has to be the same.
Does not, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. You're right. That's why other Rishonim don't like this answer. But it's a good point what you're saying. Rabbeinu Peretz, it's unique. But I'll tell you, let's study Ktani. Get this down, guys, for the rest of your life. It means that the Mishnah is talking about two different sides. It's a phrase. And you know what, Natan? The other Rishonim agree with you. That's why they didn't like this Teretz. Very unique Teretz to say.
Is there any other places we use this?
It comes up very, very rarely. We have Litzdodim Ktani when you reach Mishnayos. Once in a while, the Gemara will say it. But it's a very, very unique novel Teretz. Because you don't want to say that. You read that Brysa, the Brysa that elucidates the Diuk. Does it, you get the impression it's two different cases?
How would he read the Brysa?
Okay, he'll say it's also two cases. It's not Pashin. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Second Teretz. For the Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Rishonim. Unbelievable. If the Shobet Kovod, all the Rishonim, the Gedal Achronim, the Baal Yam HaSoyer. Second Teretz. Please get it down. The Shittim Gubetzis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshayah. You know what he says? We already hinted to it before. But you know what he says? The Mishnah is talking about a case where there are two Kalim. One close and one far. And what's the din? Remember we said that Tosfos didn't say that, remember? Remember Tosfos didn't like that Teretz? Why did Tosfos not like that Teretz? Because you don't say Tosfos from Kli to Kli. Remember that? But the Shita Mikubetz of Shem Rabbeinu Yeshayah says it. There are two Kalim. One close and one far. If you're Kofsu, you're having the farther Kli. If you fall, you're punter on the inner Kli. Says Rabbeinu Yeshayah, isn't this Tchilas of Shiv Sova bonus? Don't you need Tchilas of Shiv Sova bonus to have the same Kli? Yeah? But Tchilas of Shiv Sova bonus, Lamais, is not a Siva. So he says this is not Begetter Tchilas of Shiv Sova bonus.
What's the problem with it?
His answer is, he says, since Rabbeinu Yeshayah adds on, he says, you know why this topic has nothing to do with Tchilas of Shiv Sova bonus? Why does it have nothing to do with it? Again, what was the Gemara's kasha? If you hold Tchilas Shem Sova bonus, you should be what? If you should be Chayiv, according to the Mandamar, it says Chayiv, Lamaisa, what are you going to say? In the case where what? Remember, it said Lamandamar Chayiv? Then it said, Kamona Karva Kalim Gabi Akosel. Remember that? Remember we said the case is, if you hold Chayiv, why are you Chayiv? In the case of Naflu. Right? So what did the Gemara say? Gemara says, we're not talking about that topic at all. It's completely onus. In the case of what? It's completely onus in the case of what? You follow what I'm saying? It's completely onus in the case of what? where it fell on the what? Kli next to it. And if it jumped farther away, it's completely wapshia. So it's not germane to the topic of tchilas mashiach b'sof habonos. Because he says you don't say it from kli to kli.
It's completely honest when it falls on the close one.
Yes, and it's completely wapshia when it jumps on the further one. So it's not germane to our topic of tchilas mashiach b'sof habonos. So that's a third answer that what? That's Rabbi Yishai says. Second answer. That's what Rabbi Yishai answers. And that's why it says what? Kafsus chayavim. Naflu is potter. Okay? It echoes what we had said earlier, Adam, in the Tosos, because Tosos was commenting within that first mandama, remember, what the case would be. But that was in Tosos' slot. Now we're talking about where you get later in the Gemara of what the modern Chazrus of Manos Chayiv would say the case is. So the case is where it's possible to say that there are two different Kalim. Okay? So there are two different Kalim Lamaisa, and therefore you could say what? So what's the first terrace we have? Rabbi Aperet said there are two different cases. Kafsu is when what? When it's far away. Naflu is when it's close by. What's the second terrace? Second terrace are two different Kalim. Kafsu is when it what? When it jumps on the farther one. Naflu is when it falls on the other one. They're technical terutsu, correct? Very similar. Third answer, and this I want you to get down. Third answer from the Rashba, which I gave it to you. What does the Rashba say? Let's get this third answer, guys. You got it? Natan, you with me? Yeah, what is the kasha we're trying to ask? If you hold what? Tchilas of b'pshia b'sof habonos is chayiv, then how do you understand the Mishnah when it said naflus pater? Talking about the kalim are next to the what? Wall. If that's the case of the Mishnah, so I understand why naflu is what? Pater. Why is kafsu chayiv then? Still got to plug it back in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Aperet said it's two different cases. Rabbi Yishai said it's two different Kalim, which is similar. It's a similar answer to Rabbi Aperet's, right? Yeah?
Third answer
right now, Rashba. Here we go. Listen to what he says. He says an amazing thing. He says, you know what? You jumped next to the Kli. You jumped next to the wall. It was an animal, a kid or a caliph, jumps, just wants to jump one inch. I don't know, what for whatever reason it doesn't. Now remember we said earlier that was Mishunah? Says the Rashba, it's not too Mishunah. And therefore you will not be Chayav Chatzi Nezek. Because sometimes it jumps in such a manner, he says. Once in a while it jumps in such a manner. And he says, this is not Tchilas of B'Pshia. Because why? Why is this not Tchilas of B'Pshia? Why isn't that Tchilas B'Pshia? Because in order to get you to the category, in order to get you to that portrait, what do you need? You need Pshia Gemura. To get to that portrait, Tchilas B'Pshia, you need Pshia Gemura. This is not Pshia Gemura. You didn't know the thing was going to, jump an inch. So that's what the Rashba wants to say. And I want to give you a mashal to this. What's the mashal? What's the mashal to this?
The Rashba inside is beautiful.
The Rashba gives a marshal to this, Lamais. Actually, the Rashba doesn't give the marshal, but what will be a marshal to this? I want you to get this down. You remember yesterday we discussed the machlokes between Rabbi and Rava? Tchilas of Shiva Sof Bonus, whether you need a linkage or not. Abaye said you don't need a linkage, you're chayiv. And Rava said what? Even if your only way to be chayiv is you need a linkage. That the Pshia had to cause the onus. Remember we had that yesterday? Machlokes Abaye and Rava? And that's what we wanted to say. That was goofing of Machlokes. Do you need a linkage or not? Okay? That was the way the Rif said it. The Rif, the Heiliger Rif, said the Machlokes by Rava, do you need a linkage? Listen to this. What would be the din if you're a Shomer Socher? What's a Shomer Socher?
Paid
a watchman. You're Chayiv and Pshia and also Gnevin what? What are you Chayiv and Gnevin Evade? Stolen or lost because you're being paid. So your level of liability stepped up a level. Let's say a guy's a Shomer Socher, and he does a hiding of the object, which is not a good hiding for Kneiv and Aveda. So it's Pshia vis-a-vis Kneiv and Aveda. It's not Pshia in general, but vis-a-vis a good hiding place, it's horrible. You follow me? Or it's not organized, it's going to get lost. So vis-a-vis Kneiv and Aveda, it's like bad. But let's say an onus happens after that. What would you say in that case? What's the din? Tosa says above Matzia Sadi Gilman Bej, you're a Shomer Socher, that vis-a-vis Gnev and Aveda did a bad job, and then you're an onus in the end. You know what Tosa says? He says you're punter. Why? Why are you punter, Svi? Why aren't you mechayvim based on pshia in the beginning? What's the answer? Because it wasn't pshia gemura. It was only negligible vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the gneva naveda. You didn't do a good hiding for the gneva naveda. So therefore, I cannot get you when it's an onus at the end. And the svar is because pshia gemura is mischadish. You should have paid attention, like Rashi says. La suki adaita. Who asked me in Seder, Rebbe, how to translate suki adaita? Suki adaita literally means a conclusion of the mind, natan. It means you 100% know what's going on. If you're poshe, you're done. Any onus that comes because of pshia, you'd be chayiv. Mashenke is not pshia gemura. This is not pshia gemura. So what's the answer to the Rashba? What's the case, Yonason? What's the case? Rabbeinu Peretz says, let's start it. Two different cases. What did Rabbeinu Yishaiah say? Two different Caleb. What's the third answer? Rashba says, no, it jumped an inch away. So why Yechayiv? Because it's not so Meshunah. It's not so Meshunah. And therefore, it's an onus gomer. And therefore, I'm what? I'm sorry. It's not too Meshunah. Therefore, I'm not Chayiv Chatzinezek. I'm Chayiv Nezek Sholem. Because it's shame. It's not an onus. I want to say Tchilos of Pshia B'Sof HaMonos because it's not Tchilos of Pshia. You have to be a Poshea Gomer to get in that category. This is not Pshia Gemura. It's not Pshia Gemura. See, it's kind of like in the middle. And as Matthew said, it is a beautiful Lashon Rashba. In fact, I'll read the Lashon because you brought that up. The golden language of the Rashba. Listen to what he says. The Yeshlomer Legabi Tfitza Karvlikoso Lo Chashvina Le Beskim Le'aso Poshea Gomer She Yischai V'Lav Afala On Nishim B'Sofo. It doesn't fall under that portrait, that category of Achleikus and Shas. That feel the man that was close to Pshia was all one of Shai, Lord, I mean, Elbe, Mokka, Pshia, Gmure! Pshia, Gmure! Aval me komo kom kosha kofsu, I feel the summer look also, came in the midaitan kofsu, who palm him in kofsu again. You know there are animals that do that. Come on, you know this. Lo ha shvina le mishuna, it's not weird. V'nezik shalom mishalom kiniskelel. Beautiful. It's in the middle. It's not a poshia gemura to call you tchilas b'shivus onus chayiv, but on the other hand, you are responsible. It is a poshia. That's what I'm saying. You can have your cake and eat it too. In fact, cupcakes, not cake, cupcakes, guys. Cupcakes. You heard what I'm saying? It's like you're in the middle. You're in the middle to get you out of the topic of tchilas b'shivus onus bonus because not poshia gemura. Why didn't you pshia gemurah to compensate that? Even though it was an onus at the end, I'm chayv. I don't need that. I'm a poshea from beginning to end here. Why don't you pay chatzin nezik? Isn't this weird? No, it's not so weird. Happens sometimes. Yes, Adam.
This whole case of Mekarve Kalim is to be masbir the manda amar that says blessed pshia of sofa onus is chayv.
Excellent. But what is the answer?
Now we've moved away from being tchilas.
No, but that's the answer. The answer is to take the answer of the gemurah is to take it out of that topic. What? The answer of the Gemara is to take it out of this topic. Exactly.
And therefore, the Manda Amar that says Chayiv and Tchilas B'Shiyas Onus doesn't have to answer for this Mishnah because it's not talking about...
It's not talking about Tchilas B'Shiyas Onus Chayiv. It's not that topic. It's talking about where you're Poshea from beginning until end. To get into that category, see, that's what I'm saying is unique about it. To get in that category, you need Pshia Gemura, and therefore you'll get what you'll be Chayiv if it's an Onus at the end. It's not a Pshia Gemura. But at the same time, all it is Pshia. So it's a mixed Pshia, but that's all it was. So we nail you for it. And it's not too weird. It's not too weird. So therefore, Yechayv Nezek Shalom. I want you to write it down like that. Let's say it like that. In other words, the answer is, it gets out of the category of Tchilas B'Shia B'Sof HaBonus. It's a Pshia from beginning to end. Because in order to get in the category of Tchilas B'Shia B'Sof HaBonus, it has to be a Pshia Gemurah to be Chayv on the onus in the end. Here it's not a Pshia Gemurah. But at the same time, it's a mixed Pshia from beginning until end. That's why you're chayiv. That's why you're mechuyev. That's why you're liable. This is the chiddush you want to say from the Rashba. Yonis, you got me? Geshmak. That's the third terz. You follow me? Okay. Fourth terz. Natan, you got a klor? If I ask you, if you're the man that holds chilash b'shiv sobon as a chayiv, what's the case of the Mishnah? Natan, that the kalim are next to the what?
Close to the
Kalim. Kalim are right next to the wall. Yeah. Correct. Why are you Chayiv? Why are you Chayiv in Lumdis? Because why? If you're Kofsu, you tell me. Because you're Poshea from the beginning till the end. It happens sometimes, it jumps like that. It's not the category of Pshia, Tchilos Pshia Sof HaBonus. It's Pshia from beginning until end. We view the whole thing as Pshia. Because in order to be something that's chasu b'shivus onus, you have to be poshea gomer to compensate for the fact that at the end with his onus, I'm still chayav. But this was not poshea gomer. But at the same time, I'm telling you, it's enough pshia to be chayav from the beginning until the end. That's where the Rash was saying this. He's doing this tight walk. You follow me? That's why I say he have your cake and eat it too. That's how he's being mechadish. Okay. Fourth answer. Let's get it. Guys, let's get it. Yonatan, you got me? Fourth answer now. If the case is talking about where the kelim are next to the wall, why is kaf suchayiv? Why is kaf suchayiv? That's the cash. We just had three tirutz. Fourth tirutz, mukuyos b'shem the ramah. The hay is Rameir Alev. So listen to this tirutz. He says an amazing thing. I was very bothered by this. Baruch Hashem, I saw a cash, same cash that we were bothered by. He gives an answer. You know what he says? He says, in a chanami, chayiv chatzin nezik. If it jumps somach lekolz, it's meshuna. You chayiv chatzin nezik. The Miri actually quotes a machlokas whether chayiv chatzin nezik or potel legamri. But the Ramah says, you chayiv chatzin nezik. It's not considered to be tchilos of pshia linen kvitza meshuna zu. Because why? You only say it when you're a poshea gomer. You only say it when you're a poshea gomer. Tchilos of pshia of zofa bonus. What's the obvious kasha on the Yad Ramah? What did the Mishnah say? Yes, excellent. The Yad Ramah, quoted by the Mikhi Yosef, says if it jumps a foot away, chayv chatzin nezek. And the only time you say tchilos of pshia zofa bonus is like the Rashba. Is like the Rashba when what? When it's poshea gomer. Here not poshea gomer. But what's the kash exactly? What Natan asked. Excellent, Natan. Mishnah says nezek sholin. Can't have a Rishon argue on a Mishnah. Oh, but what's up, shot? So the dark day. David says he'll say like Rabbeinu Peretz, Litzdadim Ktani. He'll learn Litzdadim Ktani. When the Mishnah says Kofetz, it's far away. That's in the Chayiv Nezek Shalom. That's what the dark day David says for the Yad Ramah. He says it's really two cases. When it says Kofetz, the Kelim are far away. That's why Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Nuffle your Potter because the Kelim are close by.
When
he's talking about no, when it's Chatzi Nezik, talking about when it's close by, but that's not a case in the Mishnah. He was just saying it theoretically. It's amazing shot, but that's what you have to say. You have to say that, otherwise against the Mishnah. One sec, Beth. Okay, I saw that Lamaisa here in the Vayakum, but I saw it before in the notes here in the Masifta. I'm learning this Yad Ramah. So what on earth is going on? I asked Natan's Kasha. The Mishnah said not that way. So you know what he says? Uludavarev, Bechreach. You have to say Mishnah Seinu, Eino Sekas Bovitze, Shikov Sakar Lakos, Shari Mishnah, Shaninu Mishan Nezek Sholim. Exactly Natan's Kasha, bless you. Sarech Lomer said, Iker Kushyos Rishon Tirz Kitam Rabin Aperich, Shemitlit Stodim Ktani, Kedisha Tamina Rash, Bob Arash. So excellent, Natan. Says it befavorish. However, this leads us to the following. Please get it. One sec, Matthew. The Mikhail Yosef quotes Araya. And this is two fellows are from Konigsberg sure were asking me, and I gave them this answer. Then Mukhi Yosef quotes a raya that you're not a poshea gomer. The only time you say tchilas b'shiv zov onus yehud is when what? When you're a poshea what? Gomer. When you're not a poshea gomer, we don't say it. What's the raya? I want you to get this. In Perek HaKones, which is what their sure is learning, on the Nehem Beis, Perek HaKones, the Gemara has the following line. I want you to get it down. There are two levels of shmira you can do when you watch your animal. It's called a shmira p'chusa, where maybe you close the fence, but you don't lock it. And then there's something that's called a shmira. We actually touched upon shmira p'chusa, shmira mula, when it came to Ravada Barava. Tzad Thomas b'mkomo Medes. Remember that? Okay, but you could do a shmira p'chusa, where you close the fence, but you don't lock it. Then you could do a Shmira Ma'ula. What's a Shmira Ma'ula? Where you do a great Shmira. So I want you to get this down. When it comes to Shane and Regal, I'm putter if I do a Shmira P'chusa. Black on white, Gemara, what daf? Nudhaven base. If I do a Shmira P'chusa, I'm putter from Shane and Regal. I'm putter. Even if it goes into the pizza shop, goes with Shishan Nizik. I did a Shmira P'chusa. But if I do a Shmira Ma'ula, when it comes to Karen, even if I did the best job I could, when it comes to Karen, what's the din? I am chayiv. So what do you see from that Gemara? Why don't you say like this? Vis-a-vis Shane and Regal, I was what? Vis-a-vis Shane and Regal, I did a Shmir Pusa, which would have been good enough for Shane and Regal. But is it good enough? Is it good enough for Karen?
No, this
no it's not. Why is that not called Chilasa Mepshia? The sofa what? The sofa bone is leaning Shane. And therefore I should be what? I should be Chayiv. Why don't you say I should be Chayiv? Halach Lamaisa. Shane and Regal, I did a Shmira what? Pchusa. Yes? Shane and Regal, I did a Shmira Pchusa. That potters me. Shmira Mula for Karen, that doesn't potter me. But where I do a Shmira Pchusa, why can't you say that why such a Shmira Pchusa linen what? Linen Karen's bogus. So even if a what? Even if an onus happens at the end of the day, what should happen? I should be chayv at least a what? At least Chatzin Nezik. For Karen, no? Why? Because what you did in the beginning, the first stage, Jonas, was a Shmir Pusa. And for Karen, that's negligence. That's nothing. So why don't I get you? Why don't I get you and say, Tchlos Mishim Sofon, this is Chayav, you at least Chayav Chatzin Nezik, Karen. Want me to say it again? I'm going to say it again one more time. The Gemara says, if you do a Shmir Pusa, that's good enough for Shane Varegel. It's not a good enough for Karen. Even if I do a Shmir Mula for Karen, it's not good. So take a case of first stage Pshia, second stage Onus. What would be the case? Let's say I did a Shmir Pchusa, which is good enough for what? It's not good enough for Karen. It's kind of like the case of Kvitsa and what falling, right? It's not good for what? It's not good for Karen. So when an Onus happens afterwards, I should still be Chayav Chatzin Nezek. Ella, you see that what? The Gemara says, I'm not. I'm putter. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That you do not say, unless it's Pshia Gemura, you do not say Tchilasu B'Shia B'Sofa Bonus. And that's not considered Pshia Gemura. Because what? It's only Pshia vis-a-vis what? Karen, not Shane and Regal. Excellent, Matthew. So you see from here that what? That unless it's Poshea Gomer, you do not say Tchilasu B'Shia B'Sofa Bonus. Please get that. It's a beautiful riot. Now, what else do you see from this Nemuki Yosef? I want you to get this down. There's a fundamental machlokes. Do you say Tchilas Shabbosiyah B'Sofonos from one Av to another Av? Whoa. What's one Av to another Av? From Shane to Regal or Shane to Karen? So the Nemuki Yosef says you do. Darkei David says it's against the Gos Ashri that says you don't say Tchilas Shabbosiyah B'Sofonos from Av Av. Wow. We've saw us two chidushim already today. One sec. What do we say? Do you say tchilas b'shivos from kli to kli? That's one subtopic. Now we see another subtopic today. Do you say tchilas b'shivos from av l'av? So he says beferish that what you do you from the mukiyos we see you do because they're trying to prove that what we're trying to prove that you don't say it unless you're pshei gomer. But once talking about Karen's don't change the regal, no problem. I can do it. No problem. That's against the gosh ashri. That's against the gosh ashri. Halach l'mais. Okay? Now listen to this. So Memele comes out. Yonason, how many answers do we have to this kasha? Four answers. Once you get the Karve what? Once you get the Karve Kalim Etzokosa, what's the din? What's the din, guys? Why is the Mishnah say Kafsu Chayev? Yes? Four Terutzim. Either let's start in Ktani. Yes? Two different cases. You're chayv when it's far away. What's second answer? Two different kalim. The one you're chayv on a kuf is when it's far away. What's the third answer? Rashba says it's not too mishunav if it's poshea gomer. Sorry, it's not poshea gomer, but it's a mix of poshea to be chayv because the whole thing is poshea. But it's not enough to put you in the top of tchilas b'shivos b'sofonos. And that answer, that's good with the Gemara's answer, your kasha. It's not out of that topic. What's the fourth answer? The Yad Ramah, who really says you're chayv chatzin nezik on that little jump. So he'll have to say like a minute parents. And where do you see a raya from him? Where do you see a raya from him that if you're not a Poshea Gomer, the only time you can say Tchilas B'Sofonos is if you're a Poshea Gomer here, not a Poshea Gomer. Only vis-a-vis Shane and Regal, you're what? Is it good? You're not a Poshea, you're only a Poshea vis-a-vis Karen. So you're not a Poshea Gomer. What else do you see from here? That you see you can say Tchilas B'Sofonos from what? From the Av L'Av. Against that goes Ashri, who says he can't. Machleg is whether you could say. So we already said earlier in Shir from Kli to Kli, Lamaisa, do you say it or not? Machleg is showing it. So we're saying here's two machlokes in Rishonim in regarding the topic of Klosh Shavuos. Do you say mikli lakli, or do you say me'av la'av? Two different machlokes in the Rishonim. Unbelievable, guys. Jonas, are you with me? You got that? Two machlokes in Rishonim. What are they? Do you say mikli lakli, and do you say me'av la'av? Yes, Adam.
He also seems to say explicitly that ain lachay become told of the Karen. That's not all the Karen of that lachay.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you're not. So that's a raya that what? You're not machayv al tzkeren. The reason why not is because you're not poshea gomer. You can only say tichlos of b'shiv asolva ba'onis if you're a poshea gomer, but you're not a poshea gomer in this case. Because you're only a poshea gomer, you're only a poshea vis-a-vis keren, not vis-a-vis shein erego. So you can't invoke tichlos of b'shiv asolva ba'onis. That's his raya, exactly like you're saying. But what do you also see from him? That he's willing to say tchilas v'shivos, if it would have been from Avraham, that's no problem. That he had no problem with. What he had the problem with is in order to say it, he needed to be Pashia Gomer. You hear what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. Oh, Jonas, you got me? That's the Chiddush. Yes, Matthew.
Could one make a deal to say, to help out the Mishnah answer, that...
Yad Ramos against the Mishnah.
No, but it says in the
quickly,
Mishnah,
yeah.
Yes. That if they were still in Tom stage, it would be Mishnah, but the fact they're already Muad is it's now Muad.
Yeah, but it's Regal. Regal's Muad from the beginning. That's why it's saying Muad. Muad because it's Regal.
Don't we say Mishnah turns it into the Nakh?
Mishnah is the world of Keren.
Exactly. So, I mean, the answer that holds Mishnah means it would be Mishnah had it been still Tom. But the fact that it became Shor Muad is now it's not.
Yeah, but the din is that it's. What would be the din if it's the first time? It's also Nezik Shalom. It's also Nezik Shalom. Okay, it's a good thought, but it's also Nezik Shalom. Okay, now get this following two Nakudas, guys. Let's get it. Yoni, so you with me? Listen to this. Why don't we say the following? I thought this is an interesting horror. Tosis Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. Separate Sefer. Tosis Talmid Rabbeinu Tam says like this. You know what he says? He says, I don't understand something. Why can't you say... And this comes out to be, I think, a gigantic chiddush that we said that the kelim are by the wall, right? Which you said you got to stand on your head and give this case. He says, why don't you be normal? Say a little bit normal. It jumps off, and it feels. We'll be more dramatic about it. It jumps off, you know, the gedi or the kelim. They think they're like, you know, they think they're like Superman because they jumped off and they're ready to go. And then they see some kelim next to the wall. Oh, strong, he's strong. You know what they do? They go ahead and bash the kelim. Why can't you say that's the case? Jumps off. No, it jumps off, lands 20 feet away, says, oh, that kli. You know, I'm strong.
It hit the floor.
That's two different actions.
Then it walks. Walks and tramples the kli. Why can't you say that's the case?
Two different.
Why can't you say, why didn't give that case? So you know what the Tosafot Talmid Rabbeinu Tam says, Damascus time, and please get it. That's not Pshia. It's not the derech of a kli to get broke is when it's jumped on from the top of the roof. Not after what? It jumps down and what? Tramples on it. That would not be a what? That would not be a feasible way to say lemais in such a case, right? Remember, you carve, you jump lemais, you're no nafla alayu. So there's no tefila tchilas pipshio leken. So when you jump on it lemais, you're completely what? There's no pshia at all lemais. And when you fall on it, so why didn't he give this case Lamaisa? Why didn't he give this case? So he says, you know why he didn't give this case? Why couldn't he give this case Lamaisa? Even if you could jump in the Rachok. But maybe you could what go ahead and break it. So that's not Pshia. That would not be called Pshia. Okay. That's why we're not worried about that case. That would not be called Pshia. Because the derech is to fall off and break it from jumping off. Okay. Also, please get this. The Darkei David asks, why didn't, he says a similar case, why is it not Tchilas of B'Shia if it jumps to the Chatz and afterwards it breaks the candle while it's walking? That's Tchilas of B'Shia, the sofa bonus. Because it what? Because it fell off and break the candle. So it's a little bit of a different kasha. Why is it a different kasha? Adam, what's a different kasha? It's vis-a-vis B'Shia in what's case? See, the first Ha'ara was what? Why can't you give a case where what? Where it would break it. I'll give you a case where it would be Pshia that jumped off and then it walked down and broke the Caleb. What's the answer to that? That's not Pshia. Straight up. That wouldn't be a case of Pshia. Okay. But I'll give you another case that puts it back in the porch of Tchelas B'shizah of Avonos. If it would have done that, that maybe could be called Pshia, but in the end of the day, it didn't do it. It jumped on it an inch away. So that, why isn't that called Tchelas B'shizah B'shizah of Avonos? Put you in the portrait. It's a little bit of a different kasha. You follow me?
Why not say it could have jumped down?
Yeah. If it could have jumped down and then broke the kalim, that should be vis-a-vis Pshia, vis-a-vis that. And then you have, it didn't do that, it didn't, it end up being an onus. So why can't keep you in the portrait of Tchelas B'shizah B'shizah of Avonos? What's the answer for that? I want you to get this down. What's the answer? So says the Darkei David, by Nezikin, what do we look at? Do we look at what would have been, or what could have been, or what was? What do we look at? What was? We look at the matzav of what was right now. And when the Kelev and Gedi are on the top of the roof, they are not in the matzav that they could trample on something walking. The only way they could get to it and damage it is if they fall off it. Fitziv in the filum. So therefore, it's not called a shei mazik lein in halicha. Don't give me this theoretical thing about tchilas of b'shia b'sof a bonus. That theoretically should be p'shia vis-a-vis that scenario that it what? Jumped off and walked there and broke it. And then at the end of the day, it didn't own us. No, I don't even call that something. That's not even feasible. It's on the roof though. I don't call it. That's not halicha. You follow me? What's a classic example of tchilas b'shia b'sof a bonus? I hide the money in reeds. That's p'shia vis-a-vis fire. Not vis-a-vis Gneva, because it's hidden. At that point it is. Not that when it's on the roof, theoretically, if it would have jumped off and done halicha, that would be called Pshia. At this point now, it's not in a matzah doing halicha. It's on top of the roof. You follow me? Oh. That's the answer of the Darkei David. Says Rav Nochum Parchovich. Who's Rav Nochum Parchovich? Rosh Yeshiva of what? Tzatzal. He was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Tzatzal was Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir. His son-in-law is Rav Nochum Parchovich. He was a great, great gong. There's a sefer biography wrote just Pshat. Beautiful sfarim that they wrote his Kedushim. His son-in-law is Rabbi Shari Elishlid. He's one of the great gonim in Eretz Yisrael. He gives a large shir in the mirror. He's the son-in-law of Rav Nochum Parchovich. So they came out with the shirim of Rav Shira Reb Nochum. So I want you to get this down. In Os Kuf Lam and Gimel, he gives a different teretz. And also the Birkas Avram. We're talking about a case that the kalim are very strong. The kalim would not get broken because they would be trampled on by a dog or a gedi. They're not big animals. We're talking about a case, the only way you can break these kalim is by the heaviness of the fall. Or you could say there's a field, not a field, but a fence in the emsa, that after it would fall, it would not be able to walk lamaisa. It would not be able to what? It would not be able to walk and get to the wall where the kalim are because there's a fence blocking it. So they gave you a scenario. Oh, Kimta, where Lamaisa, you don't even have to worry about that case. They say it falls off and you trample it, wouldn't get, the kalim are too strong. Or number two, there's a fence that would block them from getting in there. So that's the Chiddush of who? Of Rav Nochum Parchovich and the Birkas Avraham. Okay, very good. So that Lamaisa brings us to the following. Okay? That Lamaisa brings us to the following. Yesterday we had a whole ma'alech with tchilasu b'pshia b'sof abonos. Yes, Natan? And we were masber that our sugya brings what to the table? The din in mazikin, din in nezikin, not just the din in shmir. I want to take this a step further, and that is the following. What did Abaye say? What did Abaye say?
There's no link.
What'd you say?
There's no link.
Where's the marker I had? Didn't I have a marker? Abaye says you're chayvim without a link. Well said. Well said, Svi. Abaye says, onus, lo, machmas, pshia, chayiv. Please get this. Rava says, putter. The only time, rak chayiv, if the onus is machmas, onus, rak chayiv, onus, machmas, pshia. Then you're chayiv.
Does it matter if the onus is a pshia?
Always the stage is tchilasu b'pshia, b'sof abonos. Always that's the topic. Good kasha, Natan. This is whose hesber? The Rif. This is the Rif. That is the machlokes. Abaye v'Rav and Bav Metzia regarding a shomer. Abaye is, who's more machmer? Abaye or Rav? You tell me. Who's more machmer? Abaye or Rav? Abaye. Chayiv, even if there's no link, Rav says Chayiv only if there's a link. Okay. I want to show you now a Tyson Bob Mitzvah B'Dafsadi Gimel and Beis that says there's an outgrowth to this, but it works fakert. And I brought up the topic a little bit before, and that is the following. What happens in the following situation where a person is poshea vis-a-vis Genev and Aveda? You're a Shomer Socher. You're a Shomer Socher. And you're a Shomer Socher vis-a-vis Genev and Aveda. You didn't do a good job. In the end, it turns out to be an onus. So Tosis writes, in that case, you are Potter. Tosim Bometzia Sadi Gimlum and Beis. So it could be, I want you to get this, that the Rif is Masber this in the following vein. And this is the Chiddush that I want to bring out. Okay? According to Abaye, Svi, why are you Chayef? Because the Ikr Chiyuv is what, Natan? What is Ikr Chiyuv? The Tchila that you were Poshea. I don't even require a link. Yes? I don't care what happens afterwards. But if the Tchila is Genev and Aveda, then what? Then what, Svi? Then you don't have a Chiyuv that I can what Mechayev you on. According to Abaye, you're Chayev, even if what? There's no link, because you were Poshea. But if it's Genev and Aveda, forget about it. But if you hold like Rava, what will be the din? What does Rava say, Tzvi? What does Rava say in our case? That if there's no linkage, you're what? If you're no linkage, you're punter. But in the case of Genev and Aveda, is there a linkage? Yes. I don't care what the linkage is from. It doesn't have to be from Shia. It could also be from Genev and Aveda. Therefore, you are a Chayiv. Therefore, there's no raya from the sugya but metzia la halacha. Sugya there might be according to Abaye. Abaye is the one who holds that what? Genev and Aveda, the sofo onus is what? Tilaso pshil, the Genev and Aveda, the sofo onus is what? Is pater, lemaisa. But according to Rava, you might be what? You might be chayiv. See, Tosfos, get it down. Tosfos brings a raya. I'm going to write it on the board. According to Abaye, tilaso Geneva, Vaveda, Visofo Baonis. What is the din? What is the din according to Abaye? Tzvi? No, according to Abaye? Pater, because the beginning must be Pshia. Abaye says you're Chayiv, even if there's no linkage, because you were Poshea in the beginning. Onis was because you were Poshea. But here I wasn't Poshea. I did a bad job vis a vis Geneva and Aveda. What does Rava say? Chayiv, why? Because it was a tziruf. Tziruf, la'onis, and if you're a shomer socher, you are chayiv. You understand how in this case, what? Abai's chayiv, machmir, Rav is meko, and over here it's flipped. Tosos thought they had a raya. That the halacha is what? Chilasso kenev and aveda, the sofa ba'onis is what? Is pater. Normally, Pasuk Tchilas receives himself a bonus is Chayiv. But what happens if Tchilas Geneva evade himself a bonus? Tosfos says, it's Potter, I got a Raya from a Gemara. You know what the Rif says? You got no Raya. You got no Raya. Because when the Gemara says Potter, who's it according to? Abaye. Abaye! But Rava will say what? Chayiv. And whenever there's a Machlis Abaye or Rava, who do we Pasuk like? Rava. Except Yalkakam. This is not one of the Yalkakams. So the Rif with Rabbi Kivager is Deichet Taisus Raya. Where is this Taisus? Taisus Bamatziah Sadi Gimel and Beis. Please get this. Amazing. Amazing pshat, Lamaisa. The Chiv Lamaisa, why are you putter on an onus Namachmas Pshia? Right? Why are you putter on an onus Namach Pshia? You're Machayim the Pshia. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat, Lamaisa? What is the pshia? Pshia is a horada shmira me'achefish, chai miyad. Geneva aved is not a horada shmira. So you didn't work hard enough. See, if you're posheyabo, that's a bad thing. You're negligent. But if I didn't watch it, there was stolen loss. Okay, I was lazy. I'm a lazy guy. It's not as bad. So you can't mechai the guy miyad. That's the svara. I want you to get that down. What's the svara why when I'm mechai the guy immediately? According to Abaye. You know why? Because if you're posheyabo, it's a horrible thing. I mean, come on. You're a joker. I asked to be a guardsman and you're negligent? You're a joker. But if you're, okay, if you, you know, you weren't so bad, you just, you know, weren't, you didn't work hard enough, you're lazy, then I don't view that as being a joker, and we don't mechayev you right away. And therefore, it's an onus at the end. I can hear why what? I can hear why you're potter at the end. I can hear that. I can definitely hear that. And that's the svara that we're saying what according to Abaye. Okay? That's where it's said. But according to Taisvis, who holds Ladina, what does Tosus hold? Tchilasu Gnevin Aved Vesova B'Shia, right? The sofa bonus is what? The sofa bonus, what's the din is potter? Right? Then the chiv is on the what? The chiv is on the tchila, on the ascholah. Right? So on the ascholah, it wasn't pshia. So why are you potter on the onus? Sheno machmas pshia. Right? At least you were poshe in the beginning. So this is what Reb Ruben Grzinski wants to say. The mechayev is pshia. And not because, not the hezek that was caused of the pshia. The pshia is not mechayev miyad only if you get damaged. But if the onus is not because of the pshia, it's mevatel the pshia. If the onus came because of the pshia, then it wasn't mevatel, then you're chayev in bonus. That's why you require linkage. You require linkage according to Rava. Who are you passing like at the end of the day? Passing like Rava, Potter, you need linkage. When are you chayev when there's a linkage? Then the onus is because of the pshia. If the onus is not because of the pshia, then the onus is mafat on the pshia. Then the onus is mafat on the pshia. The man is not chayiv. You follow me? This is the svara. That's what he wants to say. Alach l'maisa. After it's all said and done. Okay. So it comes out l'maisa that we're all going to hold like Rava, and that's what it means that the onus machz the pshia and mafat the pshia chayiv the onus. But if the pshia is not because of the onus, then the onus is not because of the pshia, and it's mavata the pshia. This is the chiddush that we're bringing out in this din, whether it's the linkage or not. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Okay, let's go, guys. Okay? Let's go. Gemara now, Lamaisa. Okay? We got a few minutes. We got to get to Rav Zvi, so let's finish up with something else, Pesach. Okay, we'll pick it up with the Rizvi tomorrow. We got to do Chumash. Lamaisa, we were discussing Yochos Pesach yesterday, the end of our Kashrin. I want you to get this down. There is a method of Kashrin which is not well known, which people make a mistake about. And that is, the Gemara last half of what Azara thinks, that you can stick what? Stick a knife into the ground. My mom, she should live me well, Nev Esrin. She used to think when I was a little kid, stick it in the ground, it's kosher. It's a major mistake. The Gemara in the last often, what Azara says, that is a method of kashering, but only in a certain way. If it was used cold with fatty things, let's say butter, non-kosher butter, or cheeses, but it wasn't hot, it was all cold, and you had a knife on it. So we're afraid there might have been some bleed. Now, normally for bleed to happen, you need yatso lettuce ball. It's got to be hot. That you touch it, you move away your finger. That's called yatso lettuce ball. But I'm afraid if I use the knife for non-kosher cheeses or butter, I'm afraid there might have been some bleed. So the Gemara in the last stop of what is there has a stunning chiddush. We're allowed to do nitza bakarka, sticking the knife in the ground. Only in that one case. My mom taught us by all kashering. Only for cold, fatty things. Correct. Okay? So that is not acceptable for anything that was used hot. And then there's another method of kashering called milui ve'irui, which also is as follows. You have a becher that was with, let's say, cold stuff, the cold non-kosher wine. Never hot stuff. I want a kasher. There's a method of doing the following. Filling it up with water for 24 hours. Pour it out. Fill it up again. Pour it out. Fill it up again. Pour it out. For 72 hours you do it. It's called Irui Milui. Now, I don't recommend this for Pesach on your Bechers because Mastami, your Bechers, your mom puts in the washer. The washing machine. Not the washing machine. The washer. What's it called?
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher. That's hot. Yatso lettuce bowl water. Even when she washes it, you don't do it with cold. If you know for sure you use it cold, then you can do this method for Pesach. But I don't recommend it because Pablo's used it hot. So those two methods, Ni'itza bekarka and irimuli are special only for cold things. If it was ever used with hot yitzel lettuce bulb, then it cannot be used for kashrut. So we covered five methods of kashrut. Libun chomer, blowtorch, self-cleaning oven. Libun kaur got so hot, you put a Kleenex that to it, straw would get black. Number three, hagala. Four, ni'itza bekarka. Five, irimuli. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I give a chabrut, I think I'm going to probably do it at six. Six today. You're welcome to come. Tomorrow we go weiter. I'll give you the addresses tomorrow. Make sure we have everyone has rides. And I'll give you the exact time at Minchin. Okay, you got to go?
Yeah, I have a meeting.
Okay, let's stop Minchin for the open. Who wants to